First off, the Informer's Ruby Mountford speaks to Alison King from the Aurora Group, who had recently announced that LGBTI community groups will benefit from over $65,000 worth in grants, funded by the Aurora Group. Ruby started off by asking Alison what Aurora is.
The Aurora Group is a charity that raises money to help and support LGBTI community organisations and projects. We are based in New South Wales, so we do have a focus on things in New South Wales, but we always encourage organisations that have a national focus to engage with us and to apply for our grants as well. We were founded about 20 years ago, and there are a group of friends in Sydney. At the time, they saw that most of the funding in the space was going to HIV and AIDS-related issues, and they were just aware that there were a lot of smaller groups doing wonderful things that weren't getting a look in into the funding as a result.
Yeah.
So it's something that we've been basically built fit for purpose, and we kind of stuck to those roots. We continue to raise money by organising unique events of celebration where we can actually fundraise. And then every year we put together our small grants program where we encourage young and small and coalface groups to apply to get funding from us for their projects.
Since you were founded back in 1999, you've awarded almost $900,000 in grants, so a huge amount of money for small communities.
Yeah, we're really proud of that, and we keep aiming to build it bigger and better every year. We've got some lovely relationships that we've had through, I think, a succession of grants. So some groups have only received one from us. Some of them have been receiving grants from us for many years. So it's a really wonderful opportunity for us to take groups that normally wouldn't see a lot of funding, but they can stretch it so far and they can do so much with it. So we get to have a relationship with them. We get to check in, see how they're going, see if there's anything else we can help with. So we find that those relationships really grow beautifully.
So you could say almost that Aurora is like the fertiliser for grassroots?
Sure. I'll give you a good example.
Yep.
I think we've been funding the Gender Centre here in Sydney going on 8 or 9 years, not every year, but the first year I think our grant went to them to basically purchase bedding for their emergency shelter. So we've gone from that to funding small videos that talk about the personal experiences of transgendered people. That's gone on to do amazing things. So the Gender Centre is a really good example of a group that we started a relationship with a long time ago, and we keep checking in to see how they're going and how we can improve their impact.
There's Christmas coming early for 7 groups in the community that are sharing in $65,000, and that was just announced today. So what are the groups you'll be supporting next year?
Well, it's lucky we timed this well. It's a nice Christmas feeling to give money away at Christmas time. There's 6 groups that are in the Small Grants Program, and that's the Bellingen Neighbourhood Centre. There's also Bolton Clark, who are an aged care service provider, a wonderful initiative called Dress for Success, Northcott Innovations, they're a health-based organisation, the Outstanding Short Story Competition, which is one of our favourites, we've been funding them for a while, and the Women and Girls Emergency Centre here in Sydney. So it's a nice broad spectrum, actually. We've got groups that are really focusing on particular needs of our community, and it's a nice variety. We think we've got a lot of the bases covered. Lucky, we don't always get that. And then our major recipient, which we give to every year, is 2010 Incorporating the Gay and Lesbian Counselling Service. They were the group we were actually conceived to fund. So we've had a relationship with them since then. We're still discussing what the projects are going to be for next year. It's really exciting, but we'll keep you posted.
There's been a lot on the news over the last few months about the amount of stress that have been put on counselling services for LGBTI people because of huge spikes in requests. So I imagine this kind of money will help provide a lot of relief at a time where they might be seeing quite a high demand.
Absolutely. When talking to the beneficiaries from this year and last year's grants, we were talking to them to see how their services were being affected, and across the board, they all reported a spike in the request for their services. It would be nice to see how those services react and respond and mature after we've had the heavy demand on their resources.
This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email on air at joy.org.au, or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.